This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. After the defeat of the Third Reich in World War II, I wonder how many German citizens who supported the Third Reich felt shame for what they had done in promoting the party and promoting the interests of the of Hitler himself and defending the regime and looking the other way about the concentration camps and all these other things that people did in order to effectively support the rise of the Third Reich and to support all the atrocities of World War II. And the reason I ask that question is because I'm wondering right now how many people in America who are supporting Black Lives Matter are about to feel that same shame because they are supporting a violent terrorist organization. And every corporation, every church, every individual, every person across America who is saying that they support Black Lives Matter, they are supporting terrorists, fascists and Marxists in the same vein as Hitler and the Third Reich of World War II. And yet right now, these people are all fanatics. There's a fanaticism about, oh, everybody has to support Black Lives Matter. Everybody has to change their online icons to Black Lives Matter. Every company has to make a statement how much they support Black Lives Matter. Every school has to make a statement. You know what that sounds like? That sounds exactly like Nazi Germany. You know, silence is violence. That's the same thing that the Third Reich did. They said, if you don't support us, if you're silent, then you are the enemy. These are fascist, radical left-wing socialist agendas and tactics to say that silence is violence, to say that you can't be neutral. You're either with us or against us. These are fascist tactics. And yet, everyday Americans are being swept up into this because they've been misled. They've been lied to by the media. The media tells them, oh, there's nothing harmful about Black Lives Matter. They're peaceful. What they don't show you is the rapes, the door-to-door rapes and sodomy and looting and violence, the armed Black militants, the total destruction of society that is being achieved now step by step by Black Lives Matter, which is a very dangerous radical left-wing terrorist organization, of course. So if you are being swept up into this to where you are supporting Black Lives Matter, you are, in fact, just echoing pages of history, dark, horrifying pages of history. I mean, look who's burning the books now, just like the Nazis burned the books. Well, it's the left-wing tech giants. They're the ones censoring people with the applause of the Democrats and the leftists. They're burning books. They're demanding obedience, and they're resorting to public humiliation of their targeted enemies. They're making you bow down, kneel before us, kiss our boots, or clean our shoes, whatever they're having people do. They're having some people lie down, beg for forgiveness, admit that you were wrong to be a white person. Or we're hearing from some churches now, admit the racism of being a Christian. Can you imagine that? They're saying just being a Christian makes you a racist. I mean, these are evil, dark agendas that are being pushed right now. Very evil, very dark agendas. And history has seen this before. History has seen fanaticism where the masses were very easily swept up through emotional manipulation and media propaganda to the point where they were driven to an emotional insanity to carry out acts of violence against innocent people. In history, that's happened many times, including in the Holocaust, 6 million Jews rounded up and exterminated by the same kind of fanatics who are right now promoting Black Lives Matter. Same kind of fanaticism, the same kind of emotional drivel being pushed by the establishment. The same thing, same argument that silence is violence. You have to be with us, or you are a bad person. That was the logic of the Nazis. We're seeing history repeat itself, and it is dangerous. I mean, we're way beyond just dangerous. This is insane. These groups, Black Lives Matter, not only are they terrorist groups, They need to be shut down by the United States of America. They should have been stopped by the local police, but the local Democrats are, of course, complicit with the terrorists, so they didn't do anything. You know, the mayor and the governor, the police, what have you, they all stood down because of the intimidation factor, which is all part of the propaganda of the mainstream media that we're talking about here. It's all wrapped up together, the propaganda, the intimidation, the demands for reparations, the violence, the looting, the rapes that are taking place, the attacks on police. That's just what the brown shirts did in Nazi Germany. You know, just to be clear, Black Lives Matter stands for murdering police, committing genocide against white people, killing their own black babies, because Black Lives Matter is pro-abortion. Black Lives Matter is also pro-transgenderism, which is child abuse and an affront to the natural laws of the universe, i.e. Mother Nature, mothers and fathers. Binary sex is the only thing that's real. Transgenderism is rooted in Satanism and demonism. And no wonder Black Lives Matter supports it, because everything that destroys the family, destroys the country, destroys God, destroys humanity, that's what Black Lives Matter supports. Economic destruction, the destruction of democracy, the murder of their own black babies, Marxism, fascism, all these things, the rigging of elections, anything to gain power at the expense of others. And we've seen that in history too many times. We're seeing it again. And you may know people who are being all caught up in this too, because those people, if they had lived in Nazi Germany in 1939, let's say, they would have been obedient Nazis too. They would have said, Heil to the Hitler God King or whatever. They would have been all in, and they would have been annoying their neighbors and saying, if you don't support the Nazi party, then you're part of the problem. Because that's what those people are doing today. Same thing, same exact arguments. And do we really have to go through this history again? Do we have to see millions of people die before we stop this history? I don't know about you, but I don't want to see millions of people die. We need to stop these terrorists, stop these lunatics before they are able to carry out their genocide that they want to carry out. They love the genocidal acts. I mean, they love murdering babies and human beings. We must stop them before that happens. And there are very few options remaining to stop them, since the rule of law has been abandoned, apparently, in America. And the president isn't doing anything, and the DOJ isn't doing anything, and the FBI is siding with the terrorists, because, of course, the FBI is a terrorist organization. They commit more acts of terrorism in America than any organization in America, including Black Lives Matter, by the way. So it's going to come down to the people, and we're rapidly approaching that moment. Now, I expect to see this whole thing goes kinetic. You know, if you've been listening to my podcast for very long, you probably heard me say, 3 years ago, that Trump would be the last president of the United States of America as we know it. Do you recall me saying that? I've said it on many, many podcasts over the last several years. And I remember people reacting to that and saying, that's crazy. America's not going to disappear in the next 4 years. You know, they were saying this in 2016. You know, just because Trump's president, we're not going to lose the country. Well, guess what? Just because Trump's president, the leftists are tearing down the country on purpose. They want to destroy the country because Trump is president. And so this is the last president of the United States of America as we know it. America will not survive this intact, as currently structured. In other words, no matter what happens over the next few months, there's going to be secession, there's going to be civil war. This thing goes kinetic very, very soon, one way or another. It might start in the next 2 weeks, for all we know. This thing goes kinetic. And I just hope that you're ready, because most people aren't. I'll cover that in another podcast. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com.